You know, I find it fascinating that relics actually were part of the protection of a city-state in the Middle Ages. I mean, imagine the bones of St. Francis buried under the Basilica in Assisi. That would have let God bless Assisi from their mindset, and it actually becomes a national security interest to protect those bones so somebody else can't swipe them and put them in their church in another side of Europe. Do you think about that very much?
Well, what I think about in those terms is that once upon a time, relics were a real source of power because people believed in them as such. And they were also a source of currency. They were a source of commerce. They were valued for their value and also for what people who came to them believed about them. They were among the most treasures of the day, and they became, as a result, a part of the entire structure of this society, which in a way they are not now.
It's hard for us to get in the mindset of that medieval time when the relic actually first came to Assisi or Venice or whatever. But when you go to Assisi and you go to St. Francis Basilica and you go down into the basement, it's like a vault. And for generations, it was actually buried because they were nervous about it and they didn't want, you know, guys to come in and burgle it. And then they got more confident and they opened it up so people could actually see it. But it still has great security. And I would imagine the best security possible in the Middle Ages. And, you know, Venice was nothing on the pilgrimage map because it was sort of an upstart town. So they needed to get some relics. And they brought in the bones of St. Mark and bam, Venice is an important pilgrimage spot as well as a political and economic power. So it really had a fundamental impact on the importance of a city back 1,000 years ago.
I think one way for contemporary people to think about it is in terms of our own celebrity obsession, for example. The stories of the saints in the Middle Ages were the celebrity culture of the day. Mm. These were the stories that everyone knew. It was what everyone had in common. And so the opportunity to be near the relics, the remains of those people involved in the stories, it evoked the same type of fascination and also the same type of fervor. Religions relate to relics in relation to that idea of the body and death. And so you'll find religions such as Judaism and Hinduism that find the body and death impure, and anyone who handles the body and death can only do it in a very certain way, and so the bodies of loved ones must be burned or buried in a very timely fashion. And so in those traditions, there is less attention paid to relics. Mm-hmm. But as I write in the book, even within those traditions, relics occasionally make an appearance because the imagery of them, the symbolism of relics, is so powerful that it can transcend the rules of religion.
So relics can help us connect with God and at the same time connect with other cultures. Fascinating insight. Peter Menso, author of Rag and Bone, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. My pleasure.